Well, first off, I want to, of course, welcome all of you to San Francisco. My name is Carmen Chu, San Francisco City Administrator. I hope as you have all come to San Francisco, I believe Monday was the first day that many of our folks, our partners across the country have come to San Francisco, that you've had a chance to take in the breathtaking views of San Francisco, the wonderful food, the wonderful people and community that is here. I apologize, I'm a little bit under the weather. Talk about resilience. This is like resilience from my three-year-old's really potent germs that get spread. But again, I want to welcome all of you from across North America to San Francisco. We're here today alongside our partners and cities from Houston to Montreal to reaffirm San Francisco's commitment to building a stronger and more resilient San Francisco. It's no secret that San Francisco grapples with some of the most daunting challenges that face cities of our time. We have challenges around affordable housing. It is not unique to San Francisco. The lasting impacts of a global pandemic, the shocks and stressors of climate change, and of course, our ongoing seismic risks, especially here in the Bay Area. But San Francisco has never shied away from these challenges. From the great earthquakes and fires of 1906 to the Loma Prieta earthquake to the booms and busts of past economies, we've proven time and again that we can rise up and we can come back stronger when we face these challenges head on. In the coming years, the resiliency of our city will be tested by our ability not only to respond quickly, but to also bounce back from major climate-related events. That's why it's so important that we are investing in strategies and programs that improve our resiliency and capacity to withstand climate-related emergencies while strengthening our economy. I'm so very grateful for the work of Elaine Forbes, our executive director of the port, who you're going to hear from in just a little bit, to help with preparing our waterfront to adapt to the challenges of sea level rise and flooding. I'm also grateful to the work of Brian Strong, who is our chief resilience officer, for overseeing Yes, applause is great. For overseeing and coordinating citywide resiliency initiatives, including our earthquake safety implementation program. In a few minutes, we will all be here signing a letter that affirms San Francisco's continued commitment to the Resilient Cities Network, a global network of cities committed to urban resilience. This signing underscores our pledge to build a city that meets the demands of the future. And we value the opportunity to share our knowledge and best practices with our partner cities around the globe and to hear what everyone else is doing. And only that way will we be able to build a stronger community. So I want to thank the Resilient Cities Network for their partnership within San Francisco, for supporting this work, bringing cities from around the globe together, and for being here and choosing to be in San Francisco. So thank you for that. I'd like to bring up Elaine Forbes, who will share a few remarks with you.
Thank you, City Administrator Chu, and welcome climate experts, resilience folks from around the city, public officials trying to build a safer and more resilient community. We're very happy to host you at the Port's waterfront today. It's really an honor to have you here. And I thought that my comments to uplift what our city administrator has provided to you would be to say what it's like to be an agency that is in a city that is totally dedicated to resilience. So here you are at the port. We have 7.5 miles of waterfront property. And about 10 years ago, we began a journey of figuring out we have something very, very challenging to solve in a really hard place to solve it. And we had to get to work. So the first thing is we got our seawall put into the city's assets. This is now 10 years ago where the city stood up and said, hey, what's under there? What's protecting our shoreline? What provides flood protection to the downtown? Then our city administrators team, our mayor's budget office, they won a grant for us called the Living Cities Award. And we went around to other cities to figure out how in the world would we finance flood and earthquake improvements along this historic and important city shoreline. Then we started investigating very deeply, learning about all layers of mud down to the bottom, down to the top, how this shoreline is stable. And then the city family decided we would go out to our voters with a general obligation bond, now 6 years ago, I believe, to say, we know we have a bad problem. Look at all this earthquake risk. We know the tide is rising, and we know the waterfront's important and protects all the city infrastructure and what we love about this town. But we don't quite know what to do. Can we have a 10% down payment so we can figure it out? I was shocked that the city officials were willing to be that proactive and aggressive to say this is a problem to solve. And amazingly, 84% of the San Francisco voters agreed with these city officials. So where are we now? Now, after this long journey of forward planning, we know all the soils of the 3.5 miles of this historic shoreline that protects so much city infrastructure, transportation systems, et cetera. And we know how to prioritize safety improvements. We also have a study that we're doing with the Army Corps of Engineers, and we're just months and months away from figuring out a plan for flood protection that the city and our city family will engage in. So it's this long-term vision and just such an honor to be an agency that serves a city completely committed to our future. And so I'm very proud to be here. And I see my resilience team members are here, Brad Benson and Adam Barrett and others that are really on the front lines of working on these challenges. So excited to be here today with you all and excited to see and exchange great ideas about how to make our community safer in the face of climate change and all the resilience challenges we face. And I'd now like to invite up Brian Strong, who is the Chief Resilience Officer, and he will remember every step of this program that I just described to you. With that, Brian Strong.
Thank you, Elaine. And yes, it's been a long journey, and I do remember every step, and there's still more to go. I'm Brian Strong. I'm the Chief Resilience Officer for the City and County of San Francisco. I really want to echo what Carmen and Elaine were in expressing my gratitude for the Resilient Cities Network and for these partner cities coming to the San Francisco, coming to the Bay Area. We were in Oakland yesterday, and learning this sort of knowledge sharing is so important. These are really difficult and difficult issues, and the more that we can work together, I think the better it lifts all of us up, right, in ways that we can't even think about now, the synergy that gets formed. So I oversee citywide programs and initiatives that bring city departments and community partners together in San Francisco to strengthen our resilience. We've been a long time champion of coordinated citywide resilience planning and initiatives because we know that meeting the challenges of today and the future requires working and innovating together. That's why we really appreciate and participate in organizations like the Resilient Cities Network. Yesterday and today, we're learning from these cities like Norfolk, Miami-Dade, that are experiencing their own sea level rise challenges and working closely with the Army Corps of Engineers. So we're looking to learn from them and work together. We're also learning from cities like Vancouver, Los Angeles, Oakland, Berkeley, and other places where they have similar challenges with seismic risks on top of climate and sea level rise risks that we face that we know are somewhat unique to different regions of the country. San Francisco was the first city in the 100 Resilient Cities Network in the globe to hire a chief resilience officer. We released our first strategy in 2016. We've completed about 90% of the objectives in that strategy. To date, we are now following through on a next set of action items. And a lot of those are really focused on it through our hazards and climate resilience planning efforts. And it's around our soft story retrofit programs that were successfully completed. But now we're moving to the next set of vulnerable buildings in San Francisco. We are also doing a lot of work in passing critical bonds. Elaine mentioned seawall bond. We've also done a really significant, over $1 billion worth of housing bonds, because we understand that affordable housing is also critical to resilience. We've focused a lot of our efforts on equity to make sure our most vulnerable communities are also being lifted up and not being left behind. We know that there's still more to do and that we need to continue to push forward with the various programs that I talked about. Ultimately, you know, resilience is about improving structures, processes to make people's lives and communities more equitable, safe, and able to respond, and also thrive is what I would say. Thrive and gain, you know, benefit from the challenges that we know we're going to be facing. With that, I would also like to thank my boss, City Administrator Carmen Chu, again, for taking on this mantle and for being a champion in San Francisco for this work. I'd also, with that, like to introduce my very good friend and someone I've been working with for several years, Lorian Farrell. She is the Global Director of Knowledge Transformation. Sorry, for the Global Cities, for the Resilient Cities Network. She also oversees the North American Chief Resilience Officers that are all here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, City Administrator Chu and Elaine Forbes, also, for your words. Through your examples, you have shown the types of actions that all cities can take to move toward a resilient future. And we're joined here today by 18 cities from across the United States and Canada. And when we started planning our regional convening and we chose the Bay Area, we did it in part because of this amazing, beautiful geography of the area, of course, but also in part because of the breadth of resilience activities that you are all undertaking across the Bay Area. But I would say that we truly picked this area to come and visit because of the people that are here doing this work in resilience, and you truly are leading the pack in resilience. You see, building a resilient city is extremely hard, and it takes technical know-how across many, many disciplines, but it also takes people with holistic mindsets, with coalition building skills, and the optimism and belief that it really is possible for us to build urban resilience, resilient cities that serve every member of our communities. And we know we must do this because the shocks and stresses that cities are facing are inevitable. We must deal with them. At our cities, we recognize the leadership of San Francisco and CRO Brian Strong, and we thank you for supporting the work of the network since it was originally formed in 100 Resilient Cities Days and reinvented as Resilient Cities Network 4 years ago. City networks are important vehicles for knowledge sharing and for co-creation. Personally, I'm a water resources engineer by trade from Toronto, Canada. And I started thinking about resilience when I was working in the city, doing flood risk management. And so I'm happy to be beside the water this morning. I feel quite comfortable here. I was the person drawing the flood lines, the person telling people where the risks were. I was the person issuing flood warnings to try to people to stay, get people to stay safe and stay away from the rivers. And I was the person trying to figure out mitigation plans for flood risk. At somewhere along the way, I realized that there was something missing in my practice as an engineer, and I think what it was the people element. I spent a lot of time looking at maps and drawing lines and doing budgets. This led me to resilience, to think about how do I broaden my particular scope of practice and become a better engineer. In resilience, I've met so many people who are of different disciplines with the same mindset. How do I become a better economics person? How do I become a better politician? How do I become a better person working on social cohesion? And we all come together to try to form resilience, to build resilience. And Brian Strong was one of the first people that I met when I started this journey. Brian exemplifies why we need CROs working on resilience and how a network can accelerate resilient outcomes. Brian was instrumental in shaping this network from its inception. He embraced the idea that our network is city-led, meaning our cities tell us what they need help on, and we help to bring everyone together to share ideas, to share knowledge. Yesterday, Brian spoke about how the city has been able to establish bonds to implement resilience actions, something that many of our cities sat up in their seats and listened to. How did you do that? How can we learn from you? During the pandemic, when cities were really struggling in the very, very early days, Brian came to our group and talked about the Equitable Economic Recovery Plan that the city of San Francisco was developing. And many, many cities took lessons away from that and applied them into their own cities. These are practical, tangible solutions that are not easy, but San Francisco has found a way to get things done. We want in this network to share our knowledge in a way that transforms action, so it changes the way that we build cities. We can build stronger and more resilient cities when we work together. And together is a word I heard Brian saying a lot this morning. So I want to thank Brian Strong and City Administrator Carmen Chu for your support. and for the continued support of this network and our global community of resilient cities. And with that, I would like to thank you all for joining us this morning, and I will turn the mic over to City Administrator Chu. Thank you.
I think oftentimes as we do the work, we are doing our work in front of a computer, planning documents in meetings, and I think just being out here, which is a rare thing for me to be able to come out of my office, but to be able to stand out here at the waterfront with all of you, serves as a reminder of what's really at stake here. And I just want to thank the team that is here for all the work that they're doing, because what is at stake is the city, right? What is at stake are the people who live and work here, the economy that thrives here. It's this beautiful place that we call San Francisco and all of your cities. And so I think we need to do right. We need to do the right thing. We need to plan. We need to prepare for the things that may not come tomorrow, but we know surely are coming. We know earthquake risk is real. We know that climate change is real and sea level rise is real. And so these are things we can't just pretend don't exist and we don't plan for. What's at risk is making sure we have a city that is resilient and that could withstand all of those shocks that will come. And that's our responsibility. That's all of your responsibilities. So again, I just want to thank all of you for being here. And again, on behalf of the mayor, we are very, very excited to have you here. We're glad that you have had a chance to see our city. We hope you have fallen in love with the city as much as we love our city and will come back again. So with that, I'd like to invite all of our chief resiliency officers, all of the folks who have joined us here to come as we sign now. Thank you so much. Come on up. We're not going to sign until you're up here, okay?
Yeah, it feels like presidential, right? Yeah.
Come on up. Oh. Yep,
better pen.
Oh, I should have brought you a resilience pen. I didn't think it through.
All right. Are we all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish my signature was longer, but there it is.
Yay!